On KETR, it's 30 minutes after the hour. I'm Mark Haslett. Good morning. It looks like there will be swimming this weekend at the public pool in Greenville. With more, here's KETR's Brad Keller.
The J. Lew Municipal Swimming Pool in Greenville is scheduled to open for the summer with a free swim Saturday. The Greenville City Council voted last week to contract with the YMCA of Greenville and Hunt County to run the pool this summer. Under the agreement, the YMCA will supply aquatic staff and manage the day-to-day operations at the pool, while the City of Greenville will still be responsible for the maintenance of the facility. The regular daily admission price will be $5 for adults 18 and over, $4 for youth with a pool pass punch card offering 10 visits for $30. Children under 3 are admitted at no charge. Hours will be from 1 until 7 p.m. daily. In Greenville, I'm Brad Keller for the Herald Banner and KETR News.
A study of groundwater samples from North Texas could help scientists evaluate the effects of hydraulic fracturing on nearby groundwater supplies. With more, here's TSN's Chuck Schechner.
Research at UT Arlington began studying water quality in 2011 in a lab that provided comprehensive testing. Dr. Zach Hildebrand said what they found was natural gas drilling is having an indirect effect on water wells.
It's producing a lot of mechanical vibrations, and these mechanical vibrations can, what we think, liberate these heavy metal ions, which can build up in scale and rust formations in a well.
They did not find increased amounts of chemicals. They're heading back out to collect hundreds of more samples to get a better picture of groundwater quality.
Chuck Schechner, TSN News.
In Texas, a group of gay Republicans are trying to get the party to change its official platform on same-sex marriage and other issues. Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy spoke with the party's chairman, who says this isn't the first attempt to change how the party feels about gay marriage.
The plank of the Texas Republican Party concerning gay marriage is fairly clear. It states homosexuality tears at the fabric of society and contributes to the breakdown of the family unit. The Log Cabin Republicans of Texas petitioned to have a booth at the party's convention that opposes that view and advocates for same-sex marriage. Steve Munisteri is the chairman of the Texas Republican Party.
The party, many conventions ago, adopted an informal policy that exhibitor space and sponsorship space would not go to groups that were going to possibly use the space to advocate for a position that's contrary to a major plank in the platform.
Munisteri says the same thing happened a few years ago with groups advocating for gambling and the legalization of marijuana. But to Chuck Smith and his group Equality Texas, the issue isn't that simple. He says the stance flies in the face of the state party's goal of appealing to a broader base.
If they are truly interested in appealing to a broader base, then they need to remove the section of their plank that says that being gay tears at the fabric of society. It's a blatantly false statement, and it needs to be removed from their platform.
The party argues that as individuals, gay Republicans may attend the convention, and as individuals, advocate for changing the party's platform. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.
In technology news, Google's Motorola Mobility smartphone unit will shut down its Texas factory by the end of this year. KERA's Lauren Silverman reports the announcement comes barely a year after it opened as the first smartphone plant in the United States.
A big part of the sales pitch for Motorola's flagship handset, the Moto X, was that it was American-made, the only smartphone to be assembled in the U.S. But sales of the phone, according to a Motorola spokesman, were too weak and the costs of running the plant too high to keep operations going.
I can't say I was surprised. I was disappointed.
Chris Davies is executive editor with SlashGear.com.
I think Motorola's plans were ambitious. I don't think it was ever going to sell enough Moto X devices to warrant the kind of investment that manufacturing in the US would require.
The problem, Davies says, isn't the phone.
It's a very good phone. The user experience itself was very, very good.
The small, compact device has Google Now integration, so you can set it on the desk and speak to it without touching any buttons. Still, Davies says it was up against some big names and marketing budgets with Apple and Samsung.
The smartphone industry is very low margins, and you get the best bang for your buck, I would imagine, if you outsource everything to other countries.
So the factory that employs about 700 people in Fort Worth will close by the end of this year. A Motorola spokesperson declined to comment on whether or not those workers will keep their jobs. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
Checking the weather forecast for Northeast Texas, we do have a 30% chance for showers until about 1 o'clock today, according to the Weather Service. Skies eventually expected to become partly sunny, with afternoon high temperatures in the upper 80s. Morning Edition continues on KETR.